Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. This episode, we'll be talking about a song called Midwest Town, which first was released on 2012's Nebraska Catfish album. Although the song itself was written probably around 1990 or 91. And we'll also listen to some earlier, previously unreleased versions of the song, just for comparison purposes. So we'll give a listen to Midwest Town from 2012's Nebraska Catfish, and then talk a little bit about it on the other side.
In a Midwest town, when the winter comes, you never see the ground. Children spill onto the street before the weather scatter like autumn leaves. Yeah. Take yourself to a small cafe, have a cup of coffee with your toast today. Hear the farmers talking politics in their leather hands and brown toothpicks. Yeah. Coming in big smoke flakes to touch your face. I best watch out, you'll be drifting, but they'll make it no time. Oh, in a Midwest town by the interstate, hear the semi sound, hear it droning in the air at night, just beneath the geese in flight. Yeah, they spread their gracious wings in a night blind sky, they begin to sing. There you are, safe and sound in a Midwest town. You can never be found. Oh, they'll never find you there. People leave their doors unlocked. They go for walks at 3 in the morning in a Midwest town.
Well, that's 2012's Midwest Town. Came from an album called Nebraska Catfish, which the entire album was a project really in leaning a little more into the jazz style, swing in many cases. I worked on kind of composing some brass elements, which you hear in there, and we've still got the guitar in there, but also some piano, kind of jazz vocal styling, but this version of Midwest Town, and this is one of the things that I think I'm kind of excited about this episode. This is definitely not the first version of this song, and we'll take a look, take a listen to, and talk just a little bit about, you know, the song in general, but also two earlier versions of the song that actually never did get, never were released, but which I think show maybe a little bit. For those who are interested in nerdy things like that, how maybe a song arrangement style evolves over time. We'll talk a little bit about that, and because I really went through a number of versions of this song stylistically before I finally released it in this version that we just heard. We'll talk a little bit about the lyrics, though, and the origins of the ideas behind the song. So I grew up mostly in a small Midwest town, York, Nebraska. My parents moved there back in 1967. My dad was teaching there. My mom was teaching in the public schools. I was kind of raised on the campus there at a college, private college, York College. And so a lot of my early memories of engaging with the world are centered around those experiences in the Midwest, a small town in the Midwest in Nebraska. And so I did move to Lubbock, Texas. My parents had a job change, and I moved to Lubbock, Texas through my high school years. And then went back to Nebraska to start college. The college there was a junior college, and then went back down to Lubbock to finish college. But I had met my wife there in York, Nebraska, and we began our careers both as teachers in Lubbock, Texas. And Texas was a good place and good to us, but I think we both, my wife was raised in Iowa. We both didn't feel fully at home there. So in 1990, we moved back to Nebraska, and that's when this song was written. I was feeling very nostalgic about getting back to a Midwest town as opposed to a Texas panhandle town, and so this grew out of that experience, thinking about all my experiences as a child, and going back to that, and also my experiences as a college student there where I met my wife. So that was the genesis and the inspiration for the song. So we'll take a look at this and look through the lyrics and talk about the styling of this particular version, and then we'll give a listen to a couple of other versions as well. In a Midwest town, when the winter comes, you never see the ground. You know, it's unique, I think, in northern towns, in Midwestern towns, especially out on the plains. Once that snow comes and you get that hard, frozen crust, it could be quite a few months before you see the ground again, before you see dirt. You've got this hard, frozen ground, and I recall that. And when I lived in Texas in the Panhandle, we certainly did have snow occasionally, but then
it would melt away, and we'd get back to just kind of dry ground for a while in the wintertime. But in at least where I grew up, a lot of times once that the snow came, it stayed. The ground stayed covered until spring. Next couple of lines. See the children spill onto the street for the wind to scatter like autumn leaves. Drawing back onto childhood, I remember running into the street, and especially in the autumn, the wind and the cold biting wind, but our streets were brick. And I remember just running across those brick streets and running along with the leaves that were blowing along the street and feeling like I was in the middle of something, like almost like I was part of this leaf migration that happened every fall when leaves were just blowing and everything was blowing across the streets, and I was part of that, all wrapped up in my coat and my gloves and my, you know, everything else that you put on early autumn as it starts getting colder. Take yourself to a small cafe. Have a cup of coffee with your toast today. Hear the farmers talking politics with their leather hands and brown toothpicks. I remember a few times when I was little, when my dad, before he would go to work at the college, really special mornings, he would take me downtown. We'd go to Daylight Donuts, we'd sit. And I didn't drink coffee myself. I would have a couple of chocolate Long Johns, though, and watch my dad. He would drink coffee and eat his donuts, and I'd see all the men around, many of them farmers or working out in the fields, and be drinking their early morning coffee and eating their donuts and getting ready and talking the politics of the day. Later, as an adult, when I was living there in later years, we had a cafe called the Big Red Cafe, which, of course, was named after the state football team, the Cornhuskers from Lincoln, Nebraska. In which everyone, on game days, everyone was wearing red, of course. And the Big Red Cafe was all red and had signs everywhere that said, "This entire establishment is smoking." I remember in my, probably late 20s, early 30s, eating at the Big Red Cafe, lots and lots of greasy eggs and sausage, and sitting in the cigarette smoke and thinking nothing of it. A different era at that time. Anyway, the next section of the song is kind of talking. Yeah, she's coming in big slow flakes to touch your face. Best watch out. She'll be drifting above your neck in no time. I remember those first few flakes. And I remember knowing that it could pile up pretty high. When I was a kid, we had a huge, huge blizzard. And I remember not being able to drive our car downtown to get groceries. I remember digging a tunnel out of our little door so that when you left our house, you walked out into a tunnel of snow and just moving through snow that was well above my head, trying to get up on top of it and stay up on top of it and sinking in and just thinking, how can I get anywhere in this? Some of those big, big, big blizzards. The only positive thing in my mind at the time was, hey, I bet we don't have to go to school for a few days. So next stanza. In a Midwest town by the interstate, hear the semi sound. Hear it droning in the air at night, just beneath the geese in flight. York, Nebraska is right on the intersection of Highway 81 and Interstate 80 And yeah, we had lots and lots of semis that came through town, came near town. And I remember hearing the whining of those semis out on the highway or on the interstate at night. I also remember the magical sound of geese. Now, when it was daytime and you could see them in their big giant V's flying across the sky, that was amazing. But what was truly magical was when we had a cloud cover and you couldn't see them, but you could hear them and you knew they were up there. A huge V of geese flying up above the dark clouds, and you could hear them and you could imagine them, but you couldn't quite see them. It was almost magical, just amazing. The next few lines go into that deeper. They spread their gracious wings in the night blind sky. They begin to sing. There you are, safe and sound in a Midwest town. You can never be found. There's something safe about a small town. I know that's not how everybody feels, but there was something safe about a small town, about being tucked away, hidden away. You know, our town was a few miles, 3 or 4 miles up off the interstate, you know, away from that busy, busy, fast stuff. And then you'd take the highway 81 up to town, and then you'd take a side street, a little brick street, and wind up through a residential area to a little house. And you'd feel tucked away from all the fast, dangerous stuff. It was a safe feeling. It was a safe town to feel safe in when you're a kid growing up. And I'm sure my parents talked about that in certain ways that caused me to have that feeling. But it was good. It was a good, safe place. It's good to feel tucked away and safe and secure when you're growing up. So we get into the next section, which is once again a talking section. Oh, they'll never find you there. People leave their doors unlocked, go for walks at 3 in the morning in a Midwest town. I remember thinking as a child, I never lived in a city, but I had these imagined pictures of what that was like, of scary things. You know, going in when the sun goes down, you go into your house, you lock the door, and you stay inside, and because outside, that's where, you know, scary stuff, bad stuff is happening. And in our little town, well, you could go out any time of the night, and it was just quiet, just peaceful, just nothing happened. You could walk through all the streets and not see a single person and not be scared at all. And I recall doing that as a young person, just walking the streets occasionally with some friends and just feeling completely, totally, absolutely safe in our little town. And next stanza. In a Midwest town, people go to church without their heads held down. In a Midwest town, you can raise your kids with their feet on the ground. So these lyrics changed just a little bit, just a little tweak when we got to this version. Originally, in a Midwest town, you can go to church without your head held down. And I don't know exactly where that came from. Some of the changes from the original version to this version in 2012 probably came with changes in myself, my own perspective. Concerning organized religion, I imagine I wrote it at first with a sort of a sense of pride of being a churchgoer. I am By the time I was in 2012, I was still, as I am now, a believer in God, a believer in spirituality, but a little bit less of a churchgoer, a little bit more jaded at this point, which perhaps I deal with in some other songs and I'll talk about later. But that probably speaks to that that lyric change. It's now a little more third person. People go to church without their heads held down. In a Midwest town, you can raise your kids with their feet on the ground, and that's a solid line right there. I think being connected with the natural environment. Boy, we lived with dirt. We lived with cornfields all around us. We lived with raccoons in our garbage cans. We lived, you know, it was a very gritty, earthy feel. It was a small town, but it was very rural. And so having that connection to the natural environment was very important. Riding dirt bikes out on dirt trails, running through cornfields, working in the cornfields in the summer, etc. Next few lines, you can go down to the Tasty Freeze or go swinging in the park, whatever you please. You can listen to the creek in a springtime thaw, steal a porch swing kiss, anything at all. Find your love in a Midwest town. You can find your love in a Midwest town. So we did have a Tasty Freeze downtown. It shut down when I was still pretty young. But we had various other similar places that we'd like to go to pick up ice cream or a cold drink or a slushy in the summertime. We had several parks, and I remember swinging in every park. I remember knowing the parks like the back of my hand, knowing which park was best for what. You can listen to the creek in a springtime thaw. I remember the creek we quite often had in the springtime. We had flooding along our creek. And our creek, although we were out on the plains, we weren't anywhere where there was usually generally a lot of creek flow. So, you know, you either had the creek overflowing its bed and flooding everywhere, or you had the creek kind of low and very still and kind of smelling not real great because it didn't have a lot of flow to it in our little town. Where I live now is very different. Here on Spearfish Creek is always flowing, always crystal clear, always fresh. The creeks out on the plains are not like that. They have a lot of time to stand still and heat up in the sun parts of the year. Steal a porch swing kiss, anything at all. I met my wife at the college there in York. And I remember sitting on swings with her and stealing a kiss. It's the place where I fell in love with the person I'm still with. And I suppose ultimately that was a big piece of what drew us back to York, Nebraska. The fact that that's where we had our first experiences together and met each other and spent time together on the campus and then went back and took our young family there and had a house with a porch swing and continued to live in that Midwest town and to have our family and our family's love kind of wrapped up in that small town. Find your love in a Midwest town. You can find your love in a Midwest town. Found my love in Nebraska. 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 So that's Midwest Town lyrically. It's really a song celebrating that small town experience. My experiences in that particular small town were all very positive. I know so many people who don't have positive experiences with small towns, with the towns that they grew up in. I feel fortunate to still love that town. It's not an unrealistic love. I see the problems of small town living. I see the problems of people being in each other's business. I see the problems of living in a little bubble and not knowing the rest of the world, having your world, your universe be so small. I see those problems. But at the same time, as a child, your universe is small. As a child, you're in a small bubble. A small town like that is a good place. Good place to spring from. You don't want to stay small. And I'm not saying you can't stay in your small town, but you don't want to stay small. You need to have bigger experiences. But it's a good, safe place. So this version of the song, of course, is very much sort of a jazz swing version. We've got the stand-up bass starts us off, and we've got acoustic guitar and some piano in there, occasionally some brass coming in. The vocal stylings, very much that swing jazz style, and I really had a good time. This album, I really was reaching in that direction and wanting to experiment with that style. And so that's what I did in a lot of songs. Some of the other songs from this same album fall strongly into that same genre. But that's not where the song started. Back in 2004, when I was working on my Circuitous album, I worked up an arrangement of this song in a very much a rock style. I think I was probably shooting for kind of a John Mellencamp thing, including because of the theme of the song, the small town theme. For one reason or another, that didn't end up being on that Circuitous album. I think I decided it just didn't fit with the other songs that I was including on that album. But lucky you, we're going to listen to that version of Midwest Town that was never released. I think it'll provide a nice, an interesting comparison. So, same song, Midwest Town, but this is the rock version, recorded, arranged in 2004, never came out on the Circuitous album or any other album, but we'll listen to it for the first time now for public consumption right here. So we'll give a listen to that 2004 version of Midwest Town.
Yeah, she's coming. victim of your neck in no time. Down by the interstate, did you hear the semi sound? Yeah. They're droning in the air at night, just beneath the geese in flight. They spread their gracious wings in the night blind sky, they began to sing. Yeah. Safe and sound in a Midwest town, you can never be found. Oh, they'll never find you there. People leave their doors unlocked. They go for walks at 3 a.m. in a Midwest town.
It occurs to me, listening again to that, that along with the John Mellencamp influence, you know, which I think you can probably sense with the acoustic guitar and the electric guitar, that combination and as well as the harmonica stuff in there, I think another influence was another song that I think I was listening to at the time. That was kind of big, and that was Dream Academy's Life in a Northern Town. Now, this song isn't exactly like that, but when I listen to the string stuff that comes at the beginning and then there in the middle, I think it was trying to channel a little bit of Dream Academy there, because I know that was an influential song for me. It kind of... brought some nostalgia for me. I think it came out as I was living in down in Texas. And so I was thinking, wow, yeah, I remember that. I feel that life in a northern town. And then of course, mine's a Midwest town. So I think that's probably an influence. One interesting thing here, the recording process was very different on this one. Now, the first one that we listened to, that would have been done with software on the Mac with a GarageBand and that set of tools. This one that we just listened to would have been done on my Roland 4-track digital recorder, which had far less capacity. So part of what you're listening there didn't have nearly as many tracks available, and so I would go through this process of mixing several tracks and then bouncing them, kind of ping ponging them down into a stereo pair to then make room for new tracks to be added. So that was I was in the middle of that. This next version, this last version that we're going to listen to, takes us back to a previous set of tools even before that. So this next version, I don't know the exact year. As I said earlier, the song was written probably in 90 or 91. This final recording that we're going to listen to would have been done prior to my moving to South Dakota in 1996. So I would say 94, 93, 94, 95, somewhere in there. And what I was using at the time was a Tascam 4-track cassette recorder, which, of course, had drastically less capability and also much more difficult to get a real clear sound on. You'll notice that with the quality of the recording. I mean, this was recorded on cassette tape. You know, it was a 4-track. I had 4 tracks to work with. But what I do, I would like to listen to this version because this really gets at where the song began in that pure kind of singer-songwriter place with acoustic guitar and vocals and some vocal harmonies that I really, despite the recording quality, the lack of recording quality, I kind of like what we've got here in this recording. So we'll listen to this one. This one recorded on 4-track cassette, Tascam 4-track cassette recorder back in probably 93, 94, 95, something like that. So Midwest Town.
Watch out, she'll be drifting above your neck in no time. In a Midwest town, beside the interstate, hear the semi sound, hear it droning in the air at night, just beneath the geese in flight. And they spread their gracious wings in the night, blind sky. Doors unlocked all the time. Go for walks at 3 in the morning, Midwest town.
church without your head held down. You and in a Midwest town, you can raise your kids with their feet on the ground. You can go down to the tasty fields or go swinging in the park, whatever you please. You can listen to the creek bed in the springtime thaw, steal a porch swing kiss, anything at all.
So there you have it, the full kind of backwards evolution. We wind up with that one recorded on a Tascam four-track cassette recorder. Apparently, I did some ping-ponging there, too, just to be able to get, because it sounded like I had the main acoustic guitar, slide acoustic guitar, a mandolin, the lead vocals, and then harmony vocals there in the back. So I must have ping-ponged around a little bit to give myself enough space to record all those tracks. And of course, ping-ponging on a four-track cassette recorder, you lose a lot of quality every time you kind of mix down a couple of tracks to another track. So anyway. But you know what? That's how it happens. You work out from you begin learning on simple tools, and you do the best you can with that until you're ready to move up to another set, and then another and another. So thank you for letting me nerd out a little bit on this particular episode with three different versions of a song you may never want to listen to again. If you do, the only one you'll be able to listen to is that first one. That's the one that was released, Midwest Town on Nebraska Catfish from 2012. Thanks again for spending some time with me here on Dancing Moon Songcast. You can find all my music and lyrics as well at scottsimpsonmusic.com. And, of course, we release a new episode every week on Fridays. You can also catch me on Spotify or Apple Music. Both of those, you can catch all my music. So until next time, be well.